Meltdown, establishment Republican Frank LaRosa unloads on Don Jr. Vivek Ramaswamy in unhinged Ohio disaster. By Sean Moran on February 28, 2024. Ohio Secretary of State and Senate Republican candidate Frank LaRosa unleashed on Donald Trump Jr. and Vivek Ramaswamy in an unhinged manner on Wednesday. LaRosa released a statement as Trump Jr. and Ramaswamy plan to campaign with Ohio businessman and Senate Republican candidate Bernie Moreno. He said, "Today, two strong supporters of the Second Amendment, Don Jr. and Vivek Ramaswamy, campaigned with a Democrat who has repeatedly mocked gun owners and parroted anti-Second Amendment language used by Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, and Sherrod Brown. Sometimes, even the good guys get it wrong, but Ohioans won't fall for Bernie's election year conversion. They want a senator who respects the Second Amendment and one who is not just another liberal masquerading as a conservative." Trump Jr. quickly responded, noting that LaRosa is a pro-amnesty, Ukraine first Reno. He said, "Frank LaRosa is a pro-amnesty, Ukraine first Reno. He lies to voters about being pro-Trump since day one. But he refused to endorse my dad in both 2016 and 2020. He took Zuckbucks as Ohio Secretary of State and is being funded by anti-Trump megadonor Reid Hoffman. He can't be trusted." LaRosa's campaign responded to Trump Jr., saying, "Frank LaRosa is the only veteran, only 2A endorsed. Only lifelong Republican in the race, who won statewide re-election in 22 with more votes than anyone in the history of his office. Nearly 100K more than Sherrod in 18, with Trump's endorsement. Fixed it for you, Don. Frank LaRosa is the only veteran, only 2A endorsed. Only lifelong Republican in the race, who won statewide re-election in 22 with more votes than anyone in the history of his office. Nearly 100K more than Sherrod in 18, with Trump's endorsement. Fixed it for you, Don." LaRosa War Room, at LaRosa's for Senate, February 28, 2024. Moreno has said that LaRosa's taking money from Democrat megadonor and LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman should worry all Ohioans. Breitbart News reported at the time. Hoffman once spent $4.5 million to work with several media firms and the anti-Trump Lincoln Project to produce ads attacking former President Donald Trump. Hoffman, who reportedly visited alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's island, helped fund former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley's, presidential campaign. In May 2023, Hoffman admitted to visiting Epstein's private island, Little St. James, which is more infamously referred to as Pedophile Island. Hoffman also backed E. Jean Carroll's civil case against Trump. Hoffman is one of the Democrat Party's largest donors. He, alongside leftist billionaire George Soros, helped run the clandestine group known as the Good Information Foundation and is accused of election meddling. He told Breitbart News Saturday, "That should worry all Ohioans." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.